International award-winning poet Terry Kirby Erickson recently completed her fourth collection of poetry. The Press 53 author will unveil her latest, A Lake of Light and Clouds, at the historic Broyhill in Clemens on April 3rd. The book launch gala is also a fundraiser for the Novant Health Derek L. Davis Cancer Center Simstein Memorial Fund for patients unable to afford treatment. A Lake of Light and Clouds has already received high praise from New York Times bestselling author Jill Connor Brown, who writes that Terry, quote, makes us see everyday things with new eyes and gratitude that beauty is not the exception, but the rule of life.
This particular poem is called Loretta Ray. My mother, lipstick red, barefoot, toenails painted the palest shade of pink, stretched out her dancer's legs and rubbed suntan lotion into a face that should have been magnified on a movie screen, the kind that bowled men over even with curlers in her hair and children dangling from both hands wherever she went. They never saw the greasy chaise lounge behind our house, where the sun whispered sonnets in her ears and darkened her skin with hot kisses while the radio played Blue Velvet. And the greengrocer and the mailman and the gas station attendants and the jean-clad teenage boys loitering downtown on Saturday afternoons, who caught glimpses of Loretta Ray every now and then, if they were lucky, would have dropped dead with desire if they'd seen her sunning herself in our backyard, wearing nothing but a two-piece bathing suit and a lazy, sun-drenched grin. The best years of her life, almost, but not quite, passed.
They never saw the greasy chaise lounge behind her house where the sun whispered sonnets in her ears and darkened her skin with hot kisses while the radio played Blue Velvet. Such a wonderful image, and not only does it take me to dreamland, it kind of shifts gears, it slows the pace down, too. Do you think much about rhythm or tempo in your poetry at all?
I do, and after I write poems, I usually read them aloud. I do a lot of pacing and reading because I want to know how it sounds. I don't want there to be anything in the poem that people trip over so that they are out of the moment of the narrative. So I want to be sure that it's smooth and that I'm telling whatever story that I need to tell in a way that is musical and rhythmic.
I believe I've seen your face.
My mother was always a gorgeous woman. She was homecoming queen. In her high school, she was a majorette, she was a model, a ballet dancer, really very beautiful, and she still is. And, you know, there are two parts of her life. There's this part, and then there's the moment in 1980 when my brother died. And so I kind of look at my mother's life as divided, just like mine is divided. And there was the time before that, and then the time after that. So any time that I write poetry about my mother, there's a certain poignancy to that.
Terry Kirby Erickson is the author of four collections of poetry, including In the Palms of Angels, winner of three international awards, and her forthcoming collection titled A Lake of Light and Clouds, both out on Press 53. On Thursday night, April 3rd at 7 o'clock, you can hear Terry read from her new book during the book launch gala in the beautiful historic Broyhill in Clemens. Musicians Lee and Susan Terry will perform live during the launch. We're sampling from them right now. And well-known artist Stephen White will be a special guest at the party. His paintings for Terry's book cover will be on display and for sale. A portion of the proceeds from this fundraiser book launch event will go to support Novant Health Derek L. Davis Cancer Center Simstein Memorial Fund for patients unable to afford treatment. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.